we've had Kid Rock in the studio at Riffa many, many times, and always great, always down to earth, always a lot of fun to talk to on and off the air. And
he's always a part of this thing.
Yeah, and for right, he always is, and he always gets involved in that stuff and just has a good time. And I had his email address from years ago. And
I just cannot believe what you're about to tell me.
I know. I could.
This blew my mind.
I know. And I just, you know, one day I wrote him, and I, I remember. Actually,
it was like a month ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Originally, he gave me his, get this. Originally, he gave me his email address because I told him about flying over his house and showed him the pictures of his house in the air, and he thought that was really cool. And he says, you know what, man? He says, next time you're going to fly over my house, let me know. I'm going to go out there and moon you and get a picture of me mooning you when you fly over the house. And he said, I'm in California right now. I missed you. So that was really cool. Well, anyway, a lot of time goes by. And I wrote him, and I just for the hell of it asked him how he was doing, how's life and all this. And he came back, and he answered me. He answered me in, like, probably less than 5 minutes.
What? I didn't know it was in five minutes.
Yeah, it was that fast. It was almost like a text message.
I mean, didn't you feel, wasn't there a party that said, wait a second, I'm just Mike. You don't answer me in 5 minutes. You come and you go, oh, I don't know if I want to answer that.
I know
it. Around to it later, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And he was so nice and how you doing? And I want to say some of the stuff that he said about the other shows out there. But anyway, he loved our radio show, and he really misses us. And he was just so gracious and wonderful about all those compliments. And then he went on to say how things are going great with him, and that he's jacked because he's going to induct a Cheap Trick at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then from there he goes to Nashville to work in studio for a while. So that was really cool. And so I was so aware of that with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame coming up. And then you and I were texting, and I mentioned it to you, and you had the date when it was going to air and everything, which was great. So when Bobby went up there to induct Cheap Trick, it was so great. And first of all, what he said about Cheap Trick, boy, that's a guy you want inducting you, man, because he has a way of putting things. He described Cheap Trick in a way that I don't think anybody could describe in the way he did. And with the garage band and the nonstop working band, and how, go figure, they've got 3 more gigs this week after this induction. And
yeah, that was great.
Oh, yeah.
I think we got a little piece of it.
His gestures and everything else. But when he took off talking about the stuff that went on earlier that night, it was priceless.
Oh, who knew the Chicago drummer was so cool?
Yes, yes, yes. And about that. I forget that rapper that had said about your kids.
Oh, yeah.
You have it there?
N.W.A.
Yeah, and he said, like, who would
stay
thought,
in school?
Who would have thought that we'd have N.W.A. saying to stay in school? And then it was so fucking funny when he comes out and he says something to the effect of, I don't have my notes, I have my notes, but I don't know where they are.
About drugs?
Yeah, and he comes out, it was so great. And the way he stared at the camera and said, I'm here to tell you, since we're being real tonight, I'm here to tell you that... that kids, don't use drugs or you will fuck up your life. And the camera zooms in on him. He goes silent. The sentence really, it just drilled a hole in everybody's brain. It was like really strongly delivered. And then he said, or if you do, who knows? Maybe you could join a rock band, fuck a bunch of hot chicks, write a bunch of great songs, and have a great time, you know? Nah, whatever, what do I know? And it was so funny and so outrageous.
Well, you knew the whole thing was off the cuff, too. That was the speech. He was sort of doing the awards so far by observations.
Yes.
And he was right on. He made a comment about Lars, too, in his speech, which was really good.
That's right. That's right. Talking about Lars and how cool and all that stuff. And it was, when are you going to have a guy stand up there and say, don't do drugs, but if you do, you might just become a rock star and get rich, fuck a bunch of hot chicks, and write a lot of great songs. And two, I could feel his pain because he wanted a cigarette so bad. And he said, this Nicorette gum sucks. And he throws it out. And then he takes his gesturing like, rawr, like his body's like driving him crazy. He's dying for a cigarette so bad. And he's just so real. He is just so down to earth and such a real guy, you know. All those rock star trappings are so non-existent with him.
No,
I just thought in that moment, Drew, I just thought He owned that whole moment there. I really did on that show. And Cheap Trick tore the place up.
They were fantastic.
Oh, God. Did they fucking tear it up.
They nailed Surrender. They nailed yes. I Want You to Want Me. The yes. guitar work. God, I love the way, what's his name?
He play.
Robin Zander's a singer.
Wild White Hat and all that stuff.
Oh, Rick Nielsen. Rick Nielsen, yeah. He is so good. God, he was killing it.
God,
I was
damn.
Like, somebody else is playing guitar. There's got to be another guitar player here. They're getting so much great guitar sound. That's
yeah.
really, is that really just two guys? Because Robin Zander wasn't playing all that much.
Mm-hmm.
God, they sounded so good.
Isn't that something?
And the lead singer's voice is still great. The background
yes.
vocals were great. Everything was great.
Yes.
Got some audio there?
They've got three more gigs.
Got some things working here.
Yeah, nice.
So glad these guys went in, too. I love Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
Big Beatles fans.
Yeah.
They played a great... with John Lennon, when Lennon was doing Double Fantasy, they were called in to try and rock up I'm Losing You.
Yeah.
They kill it. They absolutely kill it. You can find that, Jay. It's on the box set, the John Lennon box set, I'm Losing You with Cheap Trick. And it just so, I mean, the song is a great song to start with.
Wow.
But it's just not the same as it is with Cheap Trick. They just really rev that thing up.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and like Kid was talking about, like, you know, all the energy put forth to perform all these gigs and then do the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, get inducted, all that stuff, and then turn right around and do three more gigs that week. Incredible
it's
stamina
total
for
total
these
madness.
Guys.
And, you know, Kid really nailed it in the induction speech, too. They could not get it right in the studio. Their first couple studio albums, a lot of great notices about, you know, this is a really good band. They're just trying to, something's not right here, but they'll get it. You know,
yeah.
And I think it was the third album they did better on, but it wasn't until Live at Budokan that people really, I mean, that record sold, I think it was platinum three or four times.
Yeah.
And then the record after that, I believe, was the studio album where they finally nailed it. There we go. Got I'm Losing
wow.
You.
Here in some stranger's room, late in the afternoon, what am I doing here at all?
I wish you'd see this cool video I'm watching, Mike. It's a cartoon version of Cheap Trick with Lennon.
Oh, gotcha.
Really cool. What would Lennon have done had he been around the last 35 years?
I know it. God, it's so true. All these people that have passed on, that just haunts me, really.
I feel the same way.